from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text number 31. Tumva idam sadasita bhavastatonyo maya yadatma parabuddhiriyam yaparda yadasya janma nidhanam titirikshanancha tadvaita deva vasukala vadishti tarvo tvam you va trying to stand you pulling it down like this stand idam the whole universe Sat Asat, consisting of cause and effect. You are the cause and your energy is the effect. Isha, O my Lord, Supreme Controller. Bhavan, yourself. Tata, from the universe. Anna, separately situated. Creation is made by the Lord.
The creation is made by the Lord.
Yet he remains separate from the creation.
Yet he remains separate from the creation.
Maya.
Maya.
The energy that appears.
The energy that appears.
A separate creation.
A separate creation.
Yet.
Yet.
Of which.
Of which.
Atma Parabuddhi.
Atma Parabuddhi.
The concept of one's own and another's.
The conception of one's own and another's.
Yam.
Yam.
Yes.
He.
Indeed.
Aparda
has no meaning.
Everything is your lordship.
And there is no hope for understanding. My endeavor.
Yet
the substance
from which
Yasya
of
which
Janma
creation.
Nidhanam.
Annihilation.
Sthiti.
Maintenance.
Ikshanam.
Manifestation.
Cha.
Tat.
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 Va.
Ar. Etat.
This.
Eva.
Certainly.
Vasukalavat.
Like the
quality of being the earth. And beyond that. The subtle element of the earth.
The subtle element of the earth.
Smell.
Smell.
Asti taravo.
Asti taravo.
The seed.
The seed.
The cause.
The cause.
And the tree.
And the tree.
The effect of the cause.
The effect of the cause.
Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, maya. Okay, everything is an emanation from you, and is therefore non-different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relation between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. My dear Lord,
my dear Lord,
O Supreme Personality of Godhead,
O Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the entire cosmic creation,
the entire cosmic creation
is caused by you,
is caused by you,
and the cosmic manifestation,
and the cosmic manifestation
is an effect of your energy,
is an effect of your energy.
Although the entire cosmos,
although the entire cosmos
is but you alone,
is but you alone,
you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours,
the conception of mine and yours
is certainly a type of illusion.
Certainly a type of illusion.
Maya.
Maya.
Everything is an emanation from you.
Because everything is an emanation from
you. And is therefore not different from you.
And is therefore not different from you.
Indeed.
Indeed.
The cosmic manifestation is non-different from you.
The cosmic manifestation is non-different from you.
And annihilation is also caused by you.
And the annihilation is also caused by you.
This relation between your lordship.
This relation between your lordship.
And the cosmos.
And the cosmos.
Is illustrated by the example.
Of
the seed and the tree.
Of the seed and the tree.
Of the subtle cause and the gross manifestation.
Of the subtle cause and the gross manifestation.
Purport by His divine grace. In Bhagavad Gita 7:10, the Lord says, Bijamam sarvabhutanam vidyaparda sanatanam. O son of Buddha, know that I am the original seed of all existence. In the Vedic literature it is said, Isavasyam idam sarvam yato vayumani bhutani jayanti sarvam kalva idam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God, that there is nothing else but Him. The Mayavadi philosophy explains this in their own way. But the Supreme Personality of God accepts the truth that He is everything and that He is separate from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Everything is one, the Supreme Lord, and everything is separate from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this regard, Vasukala Vadasti Tarvo, is very easy to understand. Everything exists in time, yet there are different phases of time factor, present, past and future. Present, past and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon and evening. And all the morning is different from noon, which is different from evening, all of them taken together are one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained and annihilated by time. But the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya Shashvata, eternal, permanent. Everything passes through time spaces of present, past and future. And the Lord is always the same. That there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But actually they are not different. Accepting them to be different is called avidya, ignorance. True oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of Mayavadis. True understanding is that differences are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Seed is manifested tree, which displays variety, trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Kesava Tuya Jagata Vichitra. My dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one, at the same time different. This is the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. The conclusion given in Brahma Samhita is this: Isvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, but he is the prime cause of all causes. Because the Lord is the supreme cause, everything is one with Him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude, therefore, that there is no difference between one thing and another, And in varieties there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning a tree and a tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently does not distinguish between happiness and distress, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tattyanu kampas samikshamano gunjana yevatma kurtam vipakam. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift or blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness, in any condition of life, he is a mukti pade sadayavak, a perfect candidate for returning home back to bed. The word dayavak means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when the devotee is fully Krishna conscious, undisturbed by duality, he is sure he will return home back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Om Ajnana Tiriranvesha Jnanandana Palakaya Chakshurum Yuritam Jena Tatsmai Shri Guruya Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Gupala Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaradantam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunadhanitam Tantajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parinataitam Krishna Chaitam Jureyam ललित जी हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दिन बंदो जगत गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावन विश्ववान सुते देवी प्रणमान्य वांछा कल्प तरुश्य कृपा पतिता पावने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री अंतर गौरव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम सब पीपल आर वेरी puzzled, confused, unclear about the science of absolute truth and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. As long as we don't know in truth tattva, we don't know how to disentangle ourselves or how to attain liberation. Like we are reading just a day before in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 3, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kashchid Yatati Siddhaye Yatatama Prasiddhanam Kashchid Maam Vyakti Prasiddha. Krishna says, as long as you don't know how to attempt God realization, so you are very vague, very misty in your understanding. That means you don't know what will be the outcome. That's why it is said, if you are not practicing Krishna consciousness, which you will when you understand it properly, which you cannot, although you want to practice it, you don't know. It's a puzzle. I was reading Mahabharata. There also, Tarko Apratishta, Sratayo Vibhinna, Natha Rishitna Matamna Vibhinnam, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam, Mahajanayanasta Pandha, Mahajanayana Gatasta Pandha. Not by reading books, not by tapasya, not by charity, not by pilgrimage. All this may indicate your interest, but they are not the, and the 11th chapter of the Gita also, in two places, Krishna mentions, Naham veda na tapasa na dhanena na chediya. These are not the methods how you can realize me. There is another sloka. What is that? Naham. Who takes a Bhagavad Gita from here? Krishna Arjuna sir, bhajan pustakam ledu ikkada. Vinyas sir. Yevaroju ka roju ettukunda vaadu. Why they take it out from here? Anyway, the other sloka is also to the same effect. That by these methods, other than what Krishna specifically, clearly, unambiguously, there is nothing like your perception, my perception, this is the process I like, this is the process you like to approach God. There is one way. Again, there is diversity in unity. Our Achintya Vedanta philosophy can also be summarized as unity in diversity. Diversity in unity. This is mind-boggling because mind is utterly short of understanding God. Sraddhavan labhate jnanam tatpara samyate miriya jnanam ladva param shanti acharyanadi gashyati. In the 12th chapter of Gita also, Asraddhadana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapya Mam Nivartante Vritta Samsara Vartamani. Just so Sraddha. Sraddha in what? Sraddha in whatever is mentioned. Sraddha is in whatever is told. Sraddha in the scriptures. Shraddha in the saintly devotees, Shraddha in the holy name, Shraddha in prasadam, Shraddha in the deity, everything. If you try to put your mind, you can always express doubts and become bewildered. If the deity is God, why rats are passing stool? That is the beginning of Arya Samaj. The Hindus, they say that deity is Krishna. God is supposed to be all-powerful. But how is that Muslims can break the deities? How is that rats can go and pass stool? That means how the deity can be accepted as God? So they have created another direction. All right, we will not accept Bhutra Puja. We will go to Arya Samaj. Just because it could not satisfy. So Prabhupada gives a simple example. The child is there, the infant, Sisu is there, and mother takes care of the child. And the child sometimes urinates on the body of the mother or in passes stool because child, she is not trained yet. And the mother doesn't think she will not throw away the child. Nor she will ever or hate what happened. Because there is bond of love and there is understanding. After all, this is my child. And children, what else they do other than that? That they are not grown up. Similarly, for immature people, they may talk like that, oh, the deity is Krishna, and things like that. And if deity is Krishna, how can people misbehave with the deities but nothing happens to them? Just like mother doesn't become disturbed with the childish behavior. So similarly, the Lord, there are examples, like you can always argue, Krishna left his body. No, Krishna, he has become adrishya. Krishna became disappeared. He disappeared. So the same Bhagavatam you can read and you can take out the meaning. Like any mortal, Krishna also has left his body behind and he has gone back to his abode. And the devotees, they say, there is no difference between the Lord's body and the Lord. And the Lord has ascended. The Lord has ascended to the spiritual realm. So there is scope. An atheist can always argue. And devotees have good reasons to say that the body, Lord is not embodied. Lord is not a person like us. Because if Lord is a person like us, how he can exhibit his divinity? Even in the womb of Devaki and even as an infant, he manifested his four-handed form and spoke about the past, present and future of Devaki and Vasudeva, what they were in their past life. How can you expect just a newborn to, and also how can you expect a newborn to be born with all decorations on the body, like clothes and ornaments and curly hair? Newborn children have no such curly hair, lanugo hair they call it, which drops off. But the Lord has. So that's why the Mahabharata, Tarkoa Pratishthani. If you just want by arguments, you can never come to any conclusion. Because every head has their opinion. And Prabhupada, he reconciles, he says, not that all the philosophers are wrong. They are right from one angle, they are right from one perspective. One perspective, the people who say God is non-existent, it is true because he cannot be seen with our mundane eyes. So there is no way he can prove the existence of God, because what he cannot see doesn't exist, he can say. So people are becoming atheists. You do all things like rituals or in blind faith. But nothing, if you have so much power, if you are, you know, somebody asked me, actually, you are chanting for 40 years, what powers you have? What powers you have? What can you want to show some powers? What can you say if somebody tells you, you have given up everything and you have become devotee of Krishna, I beat you up, what can your Krishna do? Krishna will come to protect you or what? Then why, what is the use of what is the use of becoming devotee of Krishna? You know? So very, that's why it's a, the philosophy of God, science of God is very puzzling, you know, for people. But you cannot solve the riddle unless a saintly person blesses you, unless a devotee of the Lord, you have to qualify. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnana tato dasana. It's not that you attend the class, is it automatic that you will understand? No? That is like hearing. A lot of factors. Like many people sit in the class, and Prabhupada is giving classes, many people are sitting, but not everybody could accept. Whenever Prabhupada is giving programs, obviously, 500 people sat, and then maybe 4 or 5 people became convinced. Others, they just walked out, walked away. It is what? The problem is with Prabhupada, the problem is with the listener. If the speaker is bona fide, and still if you don't understand Krishna consciousness, so the problem is not with the speaker, the problem is with the listener. So like Prabhupada gives the example, the field may be very good, but the seed is rotten, or the seed is fried. Fantastic field. Magani palam. But the seed is dead. Then worms have burrowed the seed. Or the seed is fried. So all other things are all right. There is rain and there is good field. And care is given, everything is done, but no sprouting of the seed. So that means Krishna consciousness can only be the result when the speaker is bona fide and also listener is also bona fide. It's not just because you know English and you are grown up, you can understand things. That in itself is not sufficient, not enough. Tadvidhi pranipatena. Like, you know, disciples sit down to listen because they are in the favorable mood. And that means ultimately actually Krishna consciousness is given by Krishna himself. Not that the speaker can I guarantee that I will make everybody in this world Krishna conscious? No. I cannot say. So, So when the conditions are favorable, like the seed is good, the land is good, and the good care is given, and the fructification, the result is there. So nothing is automatic. Everything you follow the process called faith. Suppose you have faith in the scriptures, but you have no faith in the speaker. Can you understand the scripture? Not possible. Suppose you have faith in the speaker, faith in the scripture, but you don't believe in prasad. That's why we sing Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita. Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavad Gita. The song by Narottam Das Thakur. You should have faith in the Guru. You have faith in the Vaishnava. You should have faith in the Lord. As the Prabhupada explains, it's not only Guru is everything, or only Krishna is everything. Is that right? That is not true. I don't care for the devotees, but I care for the Lord. That doesn't happen. Or you say, because devotees are very essential in one's spiritual life, so I don't mind, I don't care, I will just follow the... So they are like the two tracks of a railway line. You should know the importance of Vaishnava in your life, and you should know the importance of the Lord in your life, and both have to go together. So the point is, tarko apratishta, srutayo vibhinna. Many scriptures are there. People say, Vedas, why do you say only Krishna is God? There are many Puranas. In the Vishnu Puran, in the 18 Puranas are there. And in different Puranas, different things are told. So you become very confused. You say the Vedic knowledge is the authority, but the Vedic knowledge is not conclusive. It's true. You read this Puran, why Puran? There is one word. How to remember all the 18 Puranas. Anapalinga Kuskani. Skandapurana. Ska means Ska. Skandapurana. Ku means Kurum Purana. Linga means Linga Purana. Yeah. A means Anapalinga Kuskani. Narada Purana. Padma Purana. All the 18 Puranas are there, and in one sense it has a conclusion. In another sense, if you don't see it from overall perspective and you get lost in one Puran, and then for me this is it. And they are different, they are also one, because they are different in the sense everybody is not the same, but everybody's faith has to be brought to the Vedic literature. So they all right. So for a person in the mode of goodness, for a person in the mode of passion, for a person in the mode of ignorance, certain things appeal to you, and you start from there. So, essence is one, but the presentation may vary. Just like different speakers in ISKCON, all are Vaishnavas, but everybody has a presentation which may differ from each other. But one thing we can say that the conclusion is the same. Conclusion has to be the same. No? On the same sloka, you are asked to do the class, someone else is asked to do the class. Forward, we go different ways. But you cannot change the essence. Essence has to be the same. How to understand and attain Krishna consciousness? That's the thing. This is called unity in diversity. So this philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda is actually the Gaudiya Vaishnavism is Achintya Bheda Bheda. That's why devotees are not bewildered, devotees are not baffled, devotees are not puzzled. Whatever happens in life, the scriptures are full of life stories. Complete non-devotees having a very good time, devotees in a very bad situation. So people may think, what is the point in taking shelter of the Lord? People may think. So that is from a certain point of time you are watching things, but not the overall picture. So Achintya Veda Veda, simultaneously one and different. It can apply for anything and everything. That's why devotees have no confusion. You can take anything. So Shiva and Keshava are the same. In one sense. And Shiva and Keshava are different. Similarly, yes, street and heart are the same thing, but they are different also. Because on a molecular level, that are also only electrons, protons and neutrons, all things. But in effect, something is sweet, something is hot. Similarly, Ram and Krishna and Balaji are same, and they are also different. They are different because they are different individuals. They are same because all are transcendental. All are transcendental. Similarly, the creation and the creator. The creation and the creator are the same, and they are different. Because the creation is the energy of the Lord. Lord being omnipotent, there is no difference between the energy and energetic. At the same time, the energy is a manifestation of the energetic, that way it is different. The Guru is God and is also not God. The Guru is God in the sense he doesn't repeat anything different from what Krishna says. Whatever the Guru says, can the Guru independently speak something separate from the scriptures? No, he cannot. That means the Guru is an individual and the Lord is the supreme individual. But because the Guru represents the Lord, so you have to take his word seriously. Oh, he is also like me, eating and sleeping. So I don't have to take the Guru seriously. Because the Guru is an complete Krishna consciousness, so you cannot see him as ordinary man. That's what Padma Purana says. One who sees, it tells a list of things. One who sees the jati of a Vaishnava. This is Reddy Vaishnava, this is American Vaishnava, that is Narakya. So how can a Vaishnava be Vaishnava? Nothing like Reddy or American Vaishnava and like that. The Vaishnava is only in Krishna consciousness. So then how can you see them on the bodily platform? He is born in a Reddy family or in an American family. Similarly, to consider the Guru as an ordinary person, body. So he has also eat, he has also sleep. And you consider, how can I accept him as an authority? Similarly, it says, the deity of the Lord, made of stone or wood and like that. If anybody thinks, because there is no difference between the energy of the Lord and the Lord himself. That means for a faithful person, the deity can speak, the deity can reciprocate, the deity can protect for a faithful person. For an unfaithful person, the deity can continue to be like any physical substance. What is the result? One who takes the deity seriously and carefully serves him, and he says the deity reciprocates. Just like ISKCON devotees, they do all things, and slowly things happen, so much happens. They are not doing any mystical things. They are just doing the, they have taken the philosophy seriously and they are doing it. Similarly, one who thinks the holy name is like any mundane sound, or charanamritam, the foot wash of the Lord. That is also sweet water, this is also sweet water. No, that is Narakya Buddhi. That means it is a hellish mentality. So anything that has connection with the Lord, anything that has connection with the Lord, that cannot be seen as ordinary thing. So our dull head, it doesn't benefit by thinking like that. Everything makes it, the moment it is connected with Krishna, just like this, you can say this is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the book incarnation of God. It's he was keeping it on the floor, you know, where he is keeping his feet. A devotee feels very bad. This is Bhagavad Gita, this is Bhagavatam. How can you put it where you are keeping your leg? The Lord himself, so you put a cover, you put a stand, and you worship it, and when you are handling it, just like you are handling a person, you don't handle a person roughly, they will become offended. Yesterday, I was, somebody was standing there, first time he came, and I just put my hand on his back, go forward and read what deities are there and what are their names and like that. Swami, why you are pushing me? why you are pushing me? You are asking me. No, I'm just, because you have come to learn things and I'm trying to facilitate. That means he is very insensitive. You know, you can feel. Suppose morning I came and I put my hand on the case, do you like to sing Tulasi Arati or Narsing Arati? And if you are a very crude human, why did Maharaj putting his hand on me? That means crude, because everything by feeling. So suppose the disciple chastises, the guru chastises the disciple, If the disciple properly situated, he will feel warmth in the dealing of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is trying to correct him. Suppose you are not in the consciousness of a disciple, oh, Maharaj also becomes very angry, you see. You can think like that, isn't it right? Opinions can change. So that's why it is very necessary. Whenever we are dealing in Krishna consciousness, the people, the deity, the food, the books, everything, it depends on your consciousness. So if your consciousness is proper, immediately Krishna will reciprocate, Krishna will help you to understand. But if you are in your ego, if you are in your materialistic mentality, then you become a little disillusioned. I'm not seeing anything special or anything significant here. Then the same situation is perceived in different ways, same situation. So the point is, tarko apratishta, by arguments you cannot understand, because the spirituality is beyond the realm of mind and intelligence. So there's no point, no matter how you discuss, how you argue, that doesn't work. Tarka. Trutayo vibhinna. Scriptures are many. The people say, if Bhagavad Gita says like that, our Bible says like this, we can eat meat according to Bible, we can eat. They also say, in your own scriptures, there is Gomeda and Aswamedha and Bali. Devil quoting the scripture. It is quote, which is true. That's why our one of the 10 offenses is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and other literatures in Persian and the Vedic worship. Because we condone, we condemn eating meat, but if somebody says, Swami, is there prescription of eating meat in Vedic literatures? I would say, yes, it is there. Then why you are saying, but that is with a clause. For a particular class who are in the mode of ignorance, the scriptures are permitting eating non-veg. But you cannot just take that and say, so non-veg is all right. But there are other places, like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, patram pushpam phalantayam. Krishna did not say, anda murgi machali. Yomi Bhakta Preshiti. Krishna did not say like that. So that means people want to just quote this, that. So Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, it is actually, you can get this revelation or understanding. First thing, are you serious about God realization? If you are serious, now it is Krishna's business. None of us has intelligence to accept Krishna consciousness. But you understand that this world is not a good place to live. You understand that this world is always a place of misery. And is there any meaning to life? I should continue to live in this world. At the same time, I should not feel miserable. And on one side, this world is miserable. But we are saying, still you have to continue to live in this world and not be miserable. Then you ask, how is it possible? That means you transcend. Situations cannot be changed, you know? But you can transcend. Your transcendental consciousness, you can. So, which is possible by proper training. So the point is, Mahajanayana Gatasupandha. There's only one way. Simply, you find out a person who is undisturbed, who is fixed up, and who can take, like it is said here, Prabhupada, one who takes duality, one who takes good and bad, fortune and misfortune, you can take in the, take it in the same vein, you can take it in the same mood. Such a person, you approach a person who is not agitated by duality of the world because of his connection with the spiritual master, because of his sincere practice as instructed by the spiritual master, and he has developed some Krishna consciousness, such a person is completely comfortable. Whatever is happening in life, he takes it like we say, when prasadam is made in many varieties, there is hot, there is chili, and there is bitter, and there is this and that. There are different tastes, but overall you will call everything as prasadam. Not that because the Kerala is bitter, the prasad, but it is bitter in taste. This is prasad, this is sweet in taste. This is prasad, this is pungent in taste. Prasad. So this is called unity in diversity. So only very fine brains, people who are on material platform, it always remains. And so we meet so many people, we meet so many missions, so many philosophers, and they all have clash of interest. But a devotee, this example can be given. You are watching the mountain from one side, the other man is watching the mountain from the other side. Description will be naturally different, because here there is a tamarind tree on this side, and the other guy says, I am also watching the same mountain, but I see a banyan tree here. And, but one who is on the top of the mountain and has a overall complete view of the mountain, then he sees that, yeah, nobody is wrong, but their description is not complete. On the eastern side is the tamarind tree, and the western side is banyan tree. And this guy is saying, no, I'm seeing banyan, no, I'm seeing. But both are there, no? Overall. So, Krishna consciousness, because you have faith in Bhagavad Gita, you have faith in people who are practicing Bhagavad Gita, and you have faith in the practices of Krishna consciousness, then you have complete mercy of the Lord. In the 18th chapter, Tameva Saranam Gasya Sarvabhavena Bharata Tat Prasadat Param Shanti. Krishna is saying, so they actually surrender properly. Similarly, he also says, one will attain complete mercy of the Lord. That is also from the 18th chapter. Krishna says, Prasada Sarva. What is that? Anybody knows? Prasada Sarva Dukhana Hani Vasya Upajayate Prasanna Chatasayasa Buddhi Parivatishtati. Prasada Sarva Dukhana. Here also, if you have really attained the grace of the Lord, simply you know that I should improve my consciousness, I should become Krishna, and whatever happens, it is not under my control, it is the careful arrangement of the Lord, and I should accept it as the mercy of the Lord. No complaints in life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Jalandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Ela Prabhupada aqui.